This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Let us hope it is a great day for progress between the president and the Republicans in Congress on dealing with the debt ceiling, and that we do not go into some kind of financial disaster, nightmare, collapse, altogether possible. Meanwhile, in Russia, Vladimir Putin led scaled back Victory Day in Moscow. It's Victory Day today, celebrating the victory over the Nazi invaders during World War II, the victory under Stalin. There are very real problems for the Russians and for their apologists in this country. It turns out that one of their apologists appears to be Robert Kennedy Jr., candidate for president for the Democratic Party, and he's also gone out of his way to blame the CIA publicly for the assassination of his uncle, President John F. Kennedy. We will cover that. The Daily Beast concludes that RFK Jr. was always a crackpot. He just switched political tribes. And he is actually running strongly against Joe Biden for the presidential nomination. Meanwhile, of course, today there was a verdict in the E. Jean Carroll trial, who had accused President Trump of raping her in a dressing room of a New York department store close to closing time back in 1996. In a post on his Truth Social platform, the former president, the current GOP frontrunner, called the verdict a disgrace. The verdict is that he was guilty and that he owes her close to $5 million. I am not sure exactly how much that is, but it is in being described in all the press accounts as close to $5 million that the jury unanimously awarded. He called it a disgrace, and he said, I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. You may remember that one of the things he said he has no idea who she is, and she wasn't his type. He couldn't possibly have raped her. And then they showed him pictures during his deposition, and one of the pictures included his second wife, Marla Maples. And he was asked who that was, and he said, oh, that must be E. Jean Carroll. And, yeah, his second wife, presumably, was his type. In all in capitals on Truth Social, President Trump just now has posted, I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This verdict is a disgrace. A continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. If he does seek to appeal this verdict, and he may, I think it would be incredibly foolish for him to do that because it would only continue the discussion. And look, anytime you have a sentence that has Donald Trump and rape in the same sentence, this is not good for someone who's running for president. It doesn't help. There's no way that it possibly can. And his chief attorney in this trial, whose name is Joe Tacopina, was disillusioned with President Trump and complained openly in court to the judge about working with his own client. Trump denied the opportunity to testify directly and had to make do with the jurors, all nine of them, hearing his Access Hollywood video replayed a golden oldie, and then also to hear his deposition, where he was answering questions by the E. Jean Carroll's attorney, whose name is Roberta Kaplan. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that Senator Dianne Feinstein is on a plane en route to Washington this afternoon and could return to the Capitol as early as this evening. After more than a two-month health-related absence from the Senate, she had shingles. Feinstein's imminent return was confirmed by her spokesman, Adam Russell. It is unclear when she will appear at the Capitol. Feinstein, who is 89, is the oldest member of the Senate, has been absent since February after she was hospitalized with a case of shingles. This could allow the Senate to move forward more operatively with making some of the decisions and some of the necessary moves that are going to have to help avoid a default. That was actually something that the president was working on today with Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, talking about their meetings concerning the debt limit and raising the debt limit so the United States does not default and experience financial catastrophe. This is what Speaker McCarthy, it's clip 8, what Speaker McCarthy had to say about meeting with the president. Listen.
You said at the very beginning we had to show you a plan, even though the Democrats have shown no plan. Not only did we show you a plan, we're the only ones to pass a plan. So I think it's up to you now. Whether the economy goes in any trouble, it's you, because the Republicans raised the debt limit. You have not. Neither has Schumer.
Okay, and this is the Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesman, confronted by a reporter in her White House press briefing about that plan that the Republicans passed to raise the debt limit. Listen.
Raise the debt limit. They passed a bill to raise the debt limit. So they're...
I hear you, but they are connecting... passing whatever this debt limit to cuts, 22% cuts to veterans, to seniors. That's what they are threatening, cuts to our schools. That's what is connecting. That's what their budget plan is.
The bill doesn't have any appropriations in it, actually. And the speaker has, you know, ruled out a number of those things, including defense, veterans benefits, senior entitlement programs. When you have Mitt Romney saying that there has to be a conversation here, is he a MAGA Republican extremist?
What I'm saying is House Republicans have been very clear. They voted on a bill that's going to cut programs that are very important to American families.
Okay, there is more. Joe Manchin spoke out, and he is, of course, considering, as you've probably heard, a race for the presidency. It would be a race for the presidency, perhaps as an independent. But he has said that Biden's position on the debt limit is not reasonable, and it's not practical, and it's not appropriate for House Republicans to be threatening default. We will get to that and to more. We'll also be speaking, coming right up, to Professor Charles Lipson, who was a longtime professor of political science at University of Chicago. He's talking about this terrible choice, as he describes it, between Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump. And what can Americans do about it? And what happens if Biden's son, Hunter, as many people expect, is going to have an indictment and perhaps even a trial of his own? What would it mean if Biden, as he seems to be hinting with his statements of confidence in his son, if Biden went ahead and pardoned Hunter Biden? We will get to that and to much more with Charles Lipson coming up on The Michael Medved Show. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Professor Charles Lipson, who is an American political scientist, a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Chicago. His areas of specialization include international relations, international political economy, and modern international history. His most recent column, which is in the Spectator, is Trump or Biden? A dreadful choice, agreed. If Biden's campaign is built around voters hating Trump, Trump's is built around seeking revenge. Okay, Charles, it's very timely. If Trump is seeking revenge on E. Jean Carroll and her verdict today, which is going to cost Mr. Trump at least $5 million, what's the path for revenge there?
When I saw the verdict, I thought, the jury's not his type either. Well, you know, one thing I haven't heard, I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on TV, but I wondered if Trump has to be careful about what he says, because he could be defaming her again, right? I mean, this was a civil case. It's not like you can't go to court again. If he comes out and says she was a liar, the jury's a bunch of cretins, the judge is terrible, some of them can't do anything.
Well, there's a contempt of court possibility. He was threatened with that.
Well, yes, but boy, if he goes after her again, I mean, the point, I think the bigger question here is whether the enough Republican primary voters believe this is a really devastating albatross around Trump, enough so that even if they like him, they will think he is unelectable. Now, part of that may depend upon whether they think it was unfair, that he was wrongly charged, that this all happened long ago, and how can anybody be sure, and so forth. I actually think this could be very damaging, and I think, do you remember the very end of that great movie, The Maltese Falcon?
Yeah.
Do you remember as Humphrey Bogart is talking to Mary Astor, he says, maybe I love you, and that's on one side, but look at all these things on the other side. They add up to more, and I think that's the problem that Trump is going to have. Not so much the Alvin Bragg case, because that looks like it was purely political, but the thing in Georgia, the lying about documents in Florida, and so forth, I think he's in a passel of trouble.
Well, again, some of the very severe possibilities for him involve January 6th. The Proud Boys are guilty. One of the questions that people are asking is, if people are going to jail, and now there was once a rioter who got a 14-year term, that's a serious jail term. If all these people are going to jail for January 6th, does that not go to some of the culpability of President Trump, who at the very least did nothing to stop the riot while it was going on?
Oh, I completely agree with that. I think that there's a lot of culpability there. Whether it's legal culpability is another matter. What Trump brought the people there, he made a nominal statement, don't do anything bad, basically, be peaceful. But then when bad things started to happen and he didn't contact the rioters and tell them to leave, and he didn't contact Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence and others who were really in danger and try to indicate that he would be helpful, I think that that's just atrocious. But the fact is, he's got a 30-point lead in the Republican primary polling right now.
Just to correct that, the New Morning Consult poll just released, Trump is leading DeSantis by 41 points. Trump
Good
is 60%,
Lord.
DeSantis at 19%. I think there are increasing sensibilities in the Republican Party that DeSantis may not be the magic bullet or the answer that people are looking for. The war with Disney isn't working out. Mickey Mouse is a formidable opponent. And And again, there's more talk about Governor Youngkin getting in, of Tim Scott, who is widely respected, perhaps some other Republican alternative. But doesn't this trial at least give a little breathing room to people who felt that claustrophobic feeling you described so well in your column, that we're locked in a prison cell forever with Trump and Biden?
I think you're right on all of that, except that I would say that Biden looks so physically frail and so mentally in mental decline that you really do have to wonder whether he will make it to the election, or whether he'll withdraw later this year. I don't have any way of knowing, but I would say it's by no means a sure shot.
Well, you have another very substantial column, which I want to get to, about Hunter Biden. Mm-hmm. And the fact that David Weiss, the federal prosecutor, appointed by Trump, by the way, who was investigating Hunter Biden, may come up with an indictment. Do you have any sense of when that indictment of the president's son might be?
I don't have any sense of the timing, but I do have an increasing sense that they're going to dive in the shallow end of the pool head first. That this is going to be small stuff centered on a few things that Hunter did, with no touching on the larger family problems. This was a family enterprise, trading on Joe being a very high-ranking public official. Now, whether that meant they did anything illegal, that's another matter. But the more people are involved in Comer, we don't know whether Comer is another Adam Schiff saying he has something and really doesn't. We'll know that tomorrow.
Well, we will know more. Continuing the conversation with Charles Lipson, professor emeritus at University of Chicago. What about the prospect of a Hunter Biden pardon by Papa? Conceivable? Yes. Good idea? Are you kidding me? Terrible idea. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. It's a guilty verdict for former President Trump. Writer E. Jean Carroll had sued Trump, saying he defamed her when he denied raping her in the 1990s. The jury found in Carroll's favor and awarded her $5 million in damages. Trump has denied all allegations. President Biden meeting with congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's message is clear.
Since February, he has said over and over again, we cannot be a country that defaults. And most recently, he has said, we cannot be a deadbeat nation.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the debt ceiling will not be raised without spending cuts. A place where people turn to find jobs is laying off hundreds of employees. LinkedIn laying off more than 700 workers worldwide. The popular business social networking platform is getting ready to pull the plug on its China-specific app. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Pleasure to take a few minutes more to figure out what next in the melodrama known as the American presidential race. Speaking with Professor Charles Lipson of University of Chicago, Professor Emeritus there, he has a piece in Real Clear Politics under the heading, If Hunter is Indicted. And when you talk about taking a deep dive in the small end of the pool, I mean, one of the things he could be indicted for, right, is lying on an application for a firearm. He, application for a firearm in Delaware had required that you answer a question whether you were a user of illegal drugs. And he said no on his application. And in his book about his life, he said that he was taking cocaine at that time, or using cocaine every 15 minutes. So it appears that there's a little bit of a contradiction there.
I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. So
every 15 minutes? Good Lord, how does he even pay for it?
Well, because of his artistry, the paintings, I mean, which is another issue involving Hunter. Look, Hunter...
And the family won't even acknowledge. I mean, they didn't acknowledge the baby. Then there's DNA evidence, and the President of the United States still won't acknowledge that he has this as a grandchild. But, I mean, the big story is never use a drug addict as your family bagman.
That's probably good advice. You could make a little...
Well, it's learned from hard experience here, Michael.
So what's next? If David Weiss, the federal prosecutor appointed by Trump in Delaware, who's digging through tax problems and financial benefit problems and the lie, direct lie on the firearms application, if some of this ends up with indictments of Hunter Biden, as most people believe that it will,
yep,
what's the right thing for the president to do?
Well, the right right thing, which he didn't do in his interview over the weekend with MSNBC Stephanie Ruhle, which was a shambles. She began her hard question about Hunter by saying there's no tie to you. Well, that's a presumption. That's what she should, I mean, you know, she accepted his prior statements on that, but I, for one, am skeptical. But he should never have said, as the head of the executive branch, who is above the attorney general, who has to approve any indictments or turn them down or shape them or do whatever he's going to do, he should have said, well, this is a matter for the Department of Justice, but I can just tell you as a father, I'm proud of my son, but I don't want to do anything that would interfere with the DOJ. And if we find out that Merrick Garland has done a lot to dampen the investigation or shut it off, as we're hearing might have happened at the IRS, and there was political interference, well, that's a very big deal. That's a very big deal because it's effectively obstruction of justice.
Right now, there's only one candidate with any traction at all who's running against Biden, and that's Robert Kennedy Jr., who, believe it or not, now is scoring, he's actually scoring a higher percentage of Democratic votes than DeSantis is scoring of Republican votes. He's over 20%. Do you think there will be, do you think there should be another Democrat, the same way that Robert Kennedy Sr. was pushed into the race because of the success of Eugene McCarthy winning 42% of the vote in New Hampshire in 1968, that maybe Robert Kennedy Jr. is gathering enough support so that someone like a Governor Whitmer or Governor Pritzker or Governor Newsom, one of those Democratic governors, is looking at this and saying, I'll give it a shot.
I think that's a very prescient look at what's happening. And you hit on the analogy that I've been thinking about. You and I were both in college when Clean with Gene McCarthy went up to New Hampshire during the midst of the Vietnam War and basically won a vote that was, we don't like Lyndon Johnson. It wasn't so much a vote for McCarthy, it was a vote against Lyndon Johnson. And I think if Biden's approval slips into the low 30s, it's now, the last two polls have been 36 and 37%. And they could get worse because of what's going to happen on Thursday when the borders are going to be even more open. The fact is, you could have the president saying, I feel like for the health, for my, the health of my family and so forth, I'm not going to do it. At that point, it would be a free for all. And I think the dark horse in the race, actually, could be Governor Polis of Colorado. I think he comes with a lot less negatives than all of the others do, and he's from a purple-leaning blue state.
Yeah, and I think he just won re-election fairly easily, didn't he?
I think that's right. I think he's pretty popular out there. By the way, it's very striking to me, watching things over the arc of 30 or 40 years, how the fact that he's gay is just a non-issue for a vast majority of the American population, and that's just wonderful in my opinion. I mean, he's not considered a minority or a kind of outsider for any of those reasons. I think Buttigieg was considered an outsider because you don't go from the mayor of a small town in Indiana to the highest position. But I don't think he was held back, or at least not held back much, by his sexual orientation, and he certainly wasn't held back by it within the Democratic Party primary.
Yeah, and I can also mention that Governor Polis, that you're talking about, also happens to be Jewish. And once upon a time, when Joe Lieberman was the first Jew on a national ticket in the year 2000, it was very big news. But now, again, this is not a distinction that seems to preoccupy people. So are you saying that you agree with my instinct, which is that it is not absolutely a sure thing that Joe Biden really is in this race to the finish?
I completely agree with you there. I'm not saying he's out of it, but I'm saying that I wouldn't take an even bet that he's in it. And I think the reason is that his decline seems, not just decline in the polls, but his physical and cognitive decline seems so apparent, and they're keeping him out of any aisle in the supermarket, lest there be cleanup on aisle 4, 5, and 6.
Well, they have to do something about the debt limit. They can't have the United States default. If we actually default, there's no chance that Joe Biden is reelected, is there?
Well, Democrats and the mainstream media will do everything they can, depending on the Republicans. The problem is that the Republicans have actually passed the bill. And then what will happen is that that'll be brought up in the Senate, and then it won't, it will be filibustered and lose for that reason. And then they'll say, well, we have to change the filibuster.
Well, that's a lot to look forward to, and no pardon for Hunter Biden. We will be right back with more crisis on the border, crisis economically, crisis politically, all coming up on the Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Michael Medved show, they just did a quick interview over at NBC with the lead attorney for President Donald Trump, the losing attorney in the case of E. Jean Carroll, where, yes, Trump was implicated in sexual assault, sexual battery, and defamation, and being fined $5 million, which is, it's just a stunner. It's just a stunner. What's amazing is that the attorney for Donald Trump, Joe Tacopina, who had his own issues with President Trump not being the easiest client to represent, but Counselor Tacopina said he was gratified, use that term, and happy about the verdict today. The verdict in the E. Jean Carroll case. What made him so happy? Listen.
So, but there's plenty of issues to appeal. And look, that's what happens, right? You know, we're in one sense gratified, and I know some people in this camp are very happy that, you know, the rape claim was rejected, but you know, I'm not, and I am happy about that, certainly, but I'm not happy that he was found liable for anything whatsoever, because on this evidence, I didn't think he should have been.
How did Mr. Trump take it?
He's strong. He's ready to move forward.
Move forward with an appeal, continuing with this case, in addition to all the other cases he has to deal with. Tomorrow, he's on CNN. He's doing a town hall. And how's it feel that you weren't found guilty of rape, just sexual assault? The situation is extraordinary. This moment that we're living through is extraordinary, with so much serious stuff going on in the world. Well, for instance, there's this report from CNN about Vladimir Putin. This is clip 17, leading a scaled-back victory day in Moscow. That, of course, you've seen some of the old footage on Red Square where they have the jets overhead and the tanks rumbling and the Sputnaz, the specialty troops marching down near the Kremlin. Well, again, this is a scaled-down victory day because they haven't won any victory in Ukraine. This is clip 17A.
The Ukrainian nation has become hostage to a coup, which led to a criminal regime led by its Western masters. It has become a pawn to their cruel and selfish plans.
Okay, and then this analysis on the scaled-down Victory Day demonstration, despite the lusty cheers.
The annual military parade, which celebrates the Soviet Union's triumph over Nazi Germany, was significantly scaled back this year. There was only one tank, and it was from World War II, and there was no flyover of fighter jets or bombers. In his speech, Putin blamed the West for stoking the war, he claims, with Ukraine. Security was tight. The military parade comes just days after a mysterious drone attack on the Kremlin. You'll recall, hours before Putin's speech, Russia launched cruise missiles at Ukraine's capital of Kyiv, but Ukrainian air defense shot them down.
Yeah, I think, Poppy, there were some really striking differences. And the first one was that it was a much smaller parade than we've seen in past years. There were about 8,000 troops that took place. I think last year it was closer to 12,000. The number of armored vehicles was far fewer. In fact, there was only, as you mentioned, there was only one tank that was on display this year, and that was a Second World War tank, so no modern tanks.
Meanwhile, that taking Putin's point of view that this is all the fault of the West, a presidential candidate and somebody who's drawing 20% of the Democratic votes, Robert Kennedy Jr., was on with Sean Hannity on Fox News. And listen to the way he described the Ukrainian losses in this war. This is clip 15.
And by the way, what we're doing in Ukraine is not good for the Ukrainian people. We have killed 300,000 Ukrainian troops, 14,000 civilians.
Well, Europe has
neocon stepped up. Geopolitical imagination.
Wait, we have killed 300,000 Ukrainian troops? We have killed no Ukrainian troops. I mean, come on. This is pathetic. This is, by the way, at the same time that Robert Kennedy Jr., headline in the New York Post, Robert Kennedy Jr. blames CIA for JFK assassination, fueling controversial claim. That's exactly what we need. Democratic White House contender Robert Kennedy Jr. blames the CIA for the November 22, 1963 assassination of his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, proclaiming it beyond a reasonable doubt. Beyond a reasonable doubt? Really? This is a serious presidential contender? Kennedy made the bombshell accusation about a murder that sparked many conspiracy theories during an interview Sunday with John Katsimatidis on WABC 770's AM's Cats Roundtable. Here is the audio of what that sounded like. Listen.
Well, you know, there's millions of pages of documents, of CIA documents, of transcripts, of recorded conversations from the Cuban embassy in Mexico City from, it's hard to summarize the evidence. There are, as I said in that podcast, there are confessions of people who were directly involved in the plot, who were involved in the planning of the plot, who were peripheral to the plot. There's a 60-year cover-up.
Okay, is RFK Jr. a candidate who's been put forward to make Biden sound good? No, seriously, I know he has a dysphonia, a throat problem that gives him that difficulty with his voice. But what gives him the difficulty with his mind? I mean, at this point, this is the most investigated crime in all of human history. And in fact, I read most of the 5,000 pages, and it really, well, saying most of it is an exaggeration. I read many of the 5,000 pages that Vincent Bugliosi, a veteran prosecutor, the prosecutor of the Manson case, put together, basically showing that the evidence is overwhelming. It is conclusive. Lee Harvey Oswald shot John Kennedy. This same individual, by the way, Robert Kennedy Jr., has met with his father's killer. I was there that night that his father was killed. He was not. He flew back to try to be with his father after he was shot. But the idea that he believes that Sirhan, in front of really countless witnesses, shot his father and murdered his father and did so as a proud Palestinian terrorist. And yes, he did. How outrageous that is. There's a piece over at the Daily Beast with a great headline. It says that RFK Jr. was always a crackpot. He just switched political tribes. And though he lacks anything close to his father's resume, he has spent decades as an influential conscience of the left, it says, promoting the worst kind of left-wing environmentalism. Most recently, this involved helping convince his former brother-in-law, then-Governor Andrew Cuomo, to shut down a nuclear plant, which predictably led to New York State burning more carbon. There are a lot of left-wing activists who toil in obscurity, but Kennedy's idiot activism and his fame were both boosted by a mainstream liberal media that spent years elevating him. In this regard, Kennedy is similar to Donald Trump and his crackpot ideas. Arguably even more damaging than his radical environmentalism that has ironically led to the burning of more fossil fuels, Kennedy also promoted anti-vaccine conspiracy theories. Once again, respected liberals helped him spread his message. What is the message about what is about to happen on the border? People are talking about a tidal wave of humanity, much of it from Venezuela, that is going to come crashing across the border with Mexico. What do we do about it? What is it about? We'll talk with Ruben Navarrete in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.